Passion and desire can attract everything you want in life. Passion by Design is a show about designing a life of passion. I'm Paula McChesney.
And I'm Sandy Peckinpah, and we're the authors of a concept and a book called Passion by Design. Redecorate your bedroom and reinvent your love life.
And we'll be discussing your home, your relationships, your body, your spirit, and anything else that you want to talk about.
And we are here with you live every Wednesday afternoon at 2:05 to discuss living life fully through the senses here on AM 1240 KNRY.
So be sure to call in and join us. Our call-in number, by the way, which I always forget to mention, is area code 831-373-1234.
Great. Hi, Paula.
Hi, Sandy. How are you?
Oh, you know, I had the most monumental day yesterday. It was my daughter's 22nd birthday.
Oh, how did that happen?
I don't know. I don't know, but I went to L.A. and spent the day with her shopping and having a wonderful time and dinner, and it was just wonderful. But I couldn't help but reflect on, of course, the day she was born.
Oh, yes.
And you remember this
well,
because you and I have been friends since we were 12 years old, that when she was born, it was quite a challenge because she was born with a very severe facial defect. Mm-hmm. She was born with a cleft lip and gum that was very external. Her gum was outside of her mouth, and she had to have her nose attached. I mean, it was really quite something, but one thing that it made me realize over all these years is that it was a way for me to experience challenges that were very healing and transformational.
Well, you know, Sandy, that is amazing that you made those choices, because here you were living in Hollywood where, you know, perfection is everything and, you know, looks are everything. And, you know, here this little baby comes into the world and, you know, she, quote, doesn't look perfect or look normal. Mm-hmm. And what a life path you had in making your choices and, you know, pretty amazing.
Well, I think also what was also remarkable about it is that my husband at the time was doing a show called Beauty and the Beast. And we would have discussions every night about what it was like for the Beast, Vincent, to go out into the world. He couldn't. He had to hide away because he was a different person. Yeah. He looked different. And so he was in the suburb. He was in the subway tunnels, below the tunnels of New York City and Central Park. And so David and I would have these long discussions about what it might be like to have a facial defect or any other defect that might be viewed as something different that people aren't used to. Mm-hmm. And what then when our own daughter was born during the time that we were doing the series, it was so remarkable because I was faced with this very thing in my own life. And I think that what it did was it helped me to sort of analyze the beauty of imperfection.
Right, of
and
being different.
And what does that do for us? And it gives us a way of, and I'm going to borrow from one of our guests, looking at things through a different lens.
Looking
at life through a different lens. And I think also what you and I have talked about, Paula, is the transformational thing that happens when we're faced with challenges. You know, and you and I both have met many challenges. And you were saying how we were talking about your experience in Las Vegas the last couple of days and meeting people and their change in thoughts. I would love for you to share with
Well, you know, it was just fascinating, Sandy, because, you know, not to put too fine a point on it, but the economy hasn't been exactly booming over the last few years in a lot of people's minds. And this is kind of our segue into our first amazing, wonderful guest. But what I saw was in Las Vegas, this is the big furniture market on the West Coast. It happens twice a year. It's the counterpoint, if you will, to High Point, North Carolina, which is the center has been historically the center of America's furniture trade. And I really felt a different energy there, that people were more optimistic and really kind of excited. There was kind of a buzz. There was kind of an energy, which, to be honest, I haven't seen in the last couple years. And I think that the story and the power of our words is so critical. And we talk about this in our book about how our words tell our story and shape our belief systems, and our belief systems shape our lives.
And just to tie that into what I was talking about is that David and I laid the groundwork in words and our beliefs about what it would be like to have a daughter with a birth defect before she was ever born. And today she is beautiful. I mean, the surgeons have done an absolutely remarkable job in that they gave her the face that she was always meant to have.
Well, and I think that, and as important or more importantly, you created a safe environment for her to grow up and have self-esteem. And she had self-esteem from the time she was a tiny little girl because you made her feel that way.
She did, and you're Auntie Paula.
Yes, indeed. Indeed. And, you know, it's really quite a remarkable story about the choices that we make and the power of our belief system. And that leads me into our first guest this afternoon. I'm so thrilled to know her, and I just feel honored to have her in my life. And this is Leslie Brunn. Welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Thank you. Hi.
Yes, yes. And Leslie is an amazing woman whom I've known briefly, but I feel like I've known a long time. She is a CPA, Certified Public Accountant, and so that kind of puts her in worlds opposite my creative design side, one would think at first blush. And what I have truly come to respect and love about this lady here is that she has such a broad scope of possibility and a gift for sharing that possibility of what we can do to reframe our financial world and our financial limitations and open up to possibilities. And so, Leslie, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
welcome.
We are delighted to have you. So tell our listening audience just a bit about how you got from being what, and forgive me for this is a gross generalization, but I'm going to make it, from being a boring CPA to doing the transformative work that you're doing in the world today.
Oh, let's see. Well, I have to say, like, even when I was a kid, I was interested in money.
I know. That's a good thing. Most of us are, but usually it's in spending it.
Well, money was very important in our house, and that's not necessarily saying that it was healthy or it was good in our house. It was important.
Okay.
So money was significant. So from a very young age, I would watch the people in my family, particularly my mom and my dad and their friends, and how they were with their money. Now, as it turns out, there weren't people talking about money when I was growing up.
Of course.
So, you know, the closest thing to that was like being an accountant, because they did talk about money and numbers.
Of course. Okay.
So I ended up there by default.
Let me ask you, I know you have sisters. What birth order are you in the girls?
Number two.
You're number two, second child. Okay. So you were kind of watching everything that was going on.
Yes.
Okay.
Both the good and the bad. But I just remember being curious from a very young age. And then I would watch my clients with their money as an accountant. And I just kept watching and thinking and wondering and then listening and reading books. And it's just been this passion of mine to read and understand money and how people are with their money.
Yes. Well, you bring such a unique perspective and an enlightening perspective to it that is just phenomenal. I mean, my goal is that the whole world finds out about Leslie, because she is a gift.
Thank you.
Oh, it's so true. I mean, I've learned so much in taking your course, Women's Wealth Group, and we'll come back and talk about that in a little bit in a moment. But what are some of the basic things that you could share that make a difference?
Well, You know, I have a lot of admiration for you and Sandy and your book, Passion by Design. And I love what you said in the introduction about passion and desire can attract everything that we want.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? That includes money.
Yes, mm-hmm. it does.
Mm-hmm. That includes wealth and riches and having the life that we want and the things that money can buy. So I forgot your question, but I did have some things to say here, if I can just keep talking.
Yeah, keep talking. Just tell us some of your ideas.
So one of the things, Sandy, that I loved what you said was finding beauty in the imperfections. And I find that even in finances. I honestly don't know anyone who doesn't have some issues around money.
Mm-hmm. No matter how much of it they've got.
How much or how little.
Yeah.
And so we have imperfections even in our financial lives.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't mean anything, as you found with your daughter. It didn't mean anything mm-hmm. that there was beauty there. And what we need to do is find the beauty in our life, the beauty in our homes, the beauty in our finances.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's I think that you're on the same path that we are, because one thing that one of our guests, Marla Dennis, said a long time ago, Paula, I think it was a few months ago mm-hmm. on our show, is that money and what we do for a living is one of our greatest spiritual expressions of ourselves.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly it.
And I think that is one of the things that is so hard for us to embrace, because money, I don't know about you, but I grew up with attaching so much fear to money. And don't you think a lot of people do?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. And I also like what you said about what we do in our lives is
creative expression.
Mm-hmm. I really like that subject because I love what you said, too, about going from being a boring accountant into what I'm doing.
No insult intended to all the wonderful accountants out there in the world, by the way.
Well, I don't care if it's, accounting or flying out of airplanes or designing bedrooms. It can all be boring. It really can be, or it doesn't have to be.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So even one of the things that I've seen is I spent pretty much 25 years of my career realizing, that I was a CPA, but trying to get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to find another way to express myself.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until a couple of years ago and some of the work that I've been doing around money that I realized that I loved what I did.
Mm-hmm.
So I, when people think that they have to have the perfect career and this isn't it, which is what a lot of our conversations are, I would say relax. Start to look for why you're there. What got you there? What are the parts of it that you enjoy?
Mm-hmm.
Start there and start to appreciate that you are there for a reason and there is some expression that you're doing, and then expand from there.
Mm. So no matter what your job is, explore that job.
And understand what you're there and be grateful for the parts of it that that you do enjoy or what the results are that you're happy for. It's one of the things all the time that I see when I'm working with the women in the Women's Wealth Group is not all of them are as excited about what they're doing as, say, you and
mm-hmm.
Sandy are.
Uh-huh. This is probably true.
Yeah. And I just, to me, it's like, oh, maybe they can get happier faster, if they know that maybe there's something there that they would enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think it moves in my belief system, it moves us forward when we can accept exactly right where we are.
Yes.
And when we spend so much time fighting against where we are and what we've created, we stay there a whole lot longer, don't we?
Yes.
Yeah.
What we resist, we persist or whatever.
That's right.
But you know what? I think that even works in when you're redesigning your bedroom.
It does. Yeah. Yeah.
So the first thing is to look at what it is there that we really appreciate.
That's right.
Yeah. And what we care about and what matters to us.
Right.
And then we can change one little thing at a time. Right. Even if we can't decorate or redecorate the entire
room. Right, exactly. And, you know, you talk about in the class about, and I love what you say, there's more than one way to skin a snake. You're wrong if you think you can't amass enough wealth to retire. Talk to us about that, Leslie.
Well, let me just tell you one of my favorite all-time stories. A number of years ago, I had a client, and she was 65, and she came to me in tears. Now, she had heard the regular financial spiels about how we're supposed to have this much in savings in order to retire, and we have to have these pension plans. And this was a woman who was a self-employed person her entire career, and she did consulting, and she had no savings. Mm-hmm. She did have her home, and it was her house payment was like $800 a month, which was reasonable, you know, pretty reasonable at the time. Mm-hmm. And no savings, no retirement, nothing. She was scared.
Mm, probably like a lot of people today.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, we hear too much that we have to save all this money and accumulate all this wealth.
It's daunting.
It is daunting, particularly when you'd have to save $1 million. And then at today's interest rates, that would give you $10,000 a year to live on.
Oh, that's crazy.
That is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So to have $100,000 a year, you'd have to have $10 million.
Yeah.
Now, if you're 65 years old, do you think that can happen?
Wow. Probably most of
us
don't.
Yeah.
Fear.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. So what happened was, is we looked at, you know, really what she had in her life and what she was doing. And she did have this house, and this house was, you know, a nice size house. And it was built in a way that it could be cut off and have like two separate houses.
Mm-hmm.
She could set up a kitchen and stuff like that. She could rent half of her
house. Right, right.
And with the going rents, she could rent it for $800.
Mm-hmm.
So that made her house payment.
So this is an accounting, zeroing out, right?
Yes.
See, I'm getting this stuff.
You are. So then the next thing we did is she was 65. She could start collecting Social Security.
Uh-huh.
Wasn't a lot, but it was $800 to $1,000 a month.
Right.
She had her insurance handled now that she was 65.
Uh-huh.
And her expenses, her car was fully paid off. Her expenses were such that she could easily live on that Social Security and that rent.
Mm-hmm.
So she turned out, she walked in tears, walked out knowing that that very day she could retire.
Oh, what a lovely thing you did for her.
That is powerful.
Oh, it made me so happy.
That is powerful.
And then she continued working, and all her money that she made went into savings so that she could travel and play.
Wow.
What a transformation.
Yeah.
You know, Leslie, that's such an inspirational story because, you know, I think that we are so frightened by rising costs and what's going to happen in the future. But you were able to sit down and map out something for her that was very tangible way of living.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And what a gift you gave her.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, and you know how many people there are in the United States and how many people are maybe don't have pensions and don't have much Social Security, if any. And
right.
You know, and yet they're still managing to do it somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So for those of us that are, you know, like thinking that we can't do it, we want to start to trust that we can. One way or another, we can make this work.
And how powerful is that to just have that trust?
It's hugely powerful. Hugely. Because if we're coming from, I can make this happen, we will.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Let's if we don't know how.
That's right. And this is, I want to keep talking about this because this is where you come in, because you open up possibilities for people that they hadn't thought of coming from their space of fear. Let's take a quick break. And I want to remind everyone that if you go to our website, which is passionbydesign.com, and you mention that you heard us on KNRY, we'll enter you into a drawing to win a free autographed copy of our book, which is Passion by Design, Redecorate Your Bedroom, and Reinvent Your Love Life. And when you visit our sponsors, that keeps us on the air. So we'll be right back.
Watching every motion. Sunshine through a window makes your home even more beautiful. But UV rays, day after day, can leave your furnishings faded and dull.
Music is as radiant to the ears as color is to the eyes. Imagine, though, how it would be if the violins didn't sound as rich, the grand piano didn't have quite the resonance. Now think about your home. Are the textures and colors of your upholstered furniture and wall hangings as bright and vibrant as they were when you bought them? UV rays can do damage, and transparent glass coatings is the answer. TGC will stop 100% of UV rays using a non-reflective ceramic coating by Hooper Optic. Family-owned and operated for over 30 years, Transparent Glass Coatings, 476-9627 or 373-3334.
Do you want to get into the best shape of your life? My name is Ellen Bradley Gannis, and I've actually helped thousands of people not only transform their body, but improve their health and the way they feel every day. Fad diets are unsafe, and they don't work. If you're really ready for a change, visit me now at www.passioncleanse.com. Free personal coaching and money back guaranteed.
Welcome back. You're listening to Passion by Design with Paula McChesney and Sandy Peckinpah.
Hello.
And our guest today, Leslie Brunn. Leslie, keep going. You're giving us some golden information about how people can really change their lives in this, I will say, somewhat fearful economic situation. You're giving real tangible, this is what you can do in your personal situation, ideas. So tell us more.
Okay. Well, just to say a little bit more about this one particular client and how most of us are finding ourselves without a big retirement plan and starting to worry about, it's not the amass the wealth game that we're playing here now. What we're playing is a cash flow game.
Now, what's the difference? Explain.
Well, if I'm 65 years old and I have no savings or retirement, it's unlikely that I'm going to be able to amass, say, $1 million to $10 million to live the way I want to live. So, now it's not like it's completely impossible, mm-hmm. but it's not likely sitting from where I'm sitting.
Okay.
So what do I do instead? Well, instead of looking for having this huge savings account, what I want is to have cash flow.
Mm-hmm.
So having a job is cash flow.
Right.
But if we can create other sources of cash flow and know that there is a little bit of money coming in from here and a
right.
little bit of money coming in from there, whether it's Social Security or a little pension or a little savings account or a part-time job, is we just need enough of these sources of cash flow in order to take care of ourselves.
Right. Mm-hmm. And don't you always say that the secret to economic success is?
I think you better remind me.
Is spend less than you earn.
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Wait,
okay.
Wait,
now that's just a minor little point, and it
minor.
Has...
It's huge.
So we all know how to lose weight. You know.
We do know how to. Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Eat well and exercise. And the thing is, we all also know how to make money and how to have positive cash flow
right.
and have spend less than we earn.
Right.
Spend less than we bring in.
Right.
So it's pretty simple, but as we know, it's not that easy.
Right. Mm-hmm. Simple, but
well,
not easy.
Well, that's where emotional transformation comes in.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
that's a big statement. Would you say a little bit more?
Well, I just feel like I grew up having fear attached to money.
Yes.
I am working on removing that fear and looking at it, and again, I'm going to borrow from our next guest through a different lens.
Very great.
And look at it in a more positive light, that this is giving me and providing me with the life that I feel safe.
Very great.
And no longer feel fear.
You know, Sandy, you have undergone, you continue to grow and change and develop throughout your life and change those attitudes and let go of those fear attitudes about weight loss, and that we've talked about that mm-hmm. on another show.
Right.
And attitudes about money. And
right.
you did something, Sandy, pretty amazing earlier in the year, which speaks to this, which is really kind of a transformation of your attitude. So, Leslie, tell us more about some of the things that you do to help people walk that walk.
Yeah. Well, I love what you said, Sandy, because, like, spending less than you bring in,
mm-hmm.
it takes so much more. It takes our emotions. It takes our thinking. Mm-hmm. And those have to come first before we change our actions. Because you and I both know that telling ourselves to spend less doesn't work.
Right.
You know, telling ourselves to exercise doesn't work.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now, when it does work is when our thoughts change about any one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
And then our feelings and emotions, as you were talking about, will change along with it.
Mm-hmm.
So here's another example. My 19-year-old niece, who was a typical 19-year-old from what I can tell, she had a very strong acquisitiveness. There were things that she wanted, and she wanted them now.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And normal, absolutely great. And she came to a little budget class I did, and she's sitting there, and she's looking at me like I'm crazy. And then all of a sudden, she interrupts the whole class, and she says, "I want to get something straight, Les." She says, "Do you mean that if I don't spend the money on those $125 sneakers that I want, that I get to keep the money?"
Wow.
I know. Nobody else in the whole class got it for a few minutes.
Wow.
She got it.
Oh, she got it.
Yeah, so there was a whole different point of view about spending, not spending. And then she got all excited,
sure.
Which is where the passion and the excitement, yes, and the emotions, mm-hmm, came in.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I tell you, that girl's got more money than I do. It's so fun to watch.
She learned
well.
Yeah.
She learned well.
Yeah.
So, Leslie, you have a great class, and I think you're starting another one, or you start them regularly. Tell us about the Women's Wealth Group.
I start them usually every 6 months,
because
I only do, usually do only one at a time.
Yes.
And there's only 10 to 12 women can come in the class, and it's called the Women's Wealth Group Program. And we meet twice a month for 6 months. And what we do is we talk about the different practices around money, the different ways of thinking about money, and then how to easily create the results that we want around money. And it takes 6 months to start to see some real changes.
Mm-hmm.
We don't change overnight. We have lots of little insights, and suddenly things just start opening up.
Well, we didn't get to the belief systems that we hold on to so tenaciously overnight.
No.
And we are often loath to let go of them, I've noticed.
Well, and not only we don't see them.
We don't see them.
Yeah.
What is the great thing that you say? I love it. Sometimes we'll be, because I'm currently one of the privileged few that get to work with Leslie, and we'll be talking on about something, and I may say, the big box stores are terrible. And she'll look at me, which I didn't say, by the way, and she'll look at me and she'll say, "Don't you know you're making that up?"
Yeah. Just made that up.
You just made that up. And I mean, I could be saying something with absolute, utter conviction that I have believed my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
And she sits there calmly and looks at me and says, "You know you're making that up."
Yeah, I can't get out of debt.
And then, yeah, I can't get out of debt.
I'll never make it. Everybody takes my money away from me.
Perfect. Exactly.
Wonderful, wonderful things.
Yeah.
Paula,
yeah.
That's what you and I have discussed, that a belief is only a thought that you've had before.
That you've thought before.
And you choose to rule your life by it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so change your thoughts. And you change your beliefs.
And you change your life. Yeah.
Yes.
This is great.
Well, I want to take, if you have 1 second.
Oh,
here,
yeah.
I just want to say that I want to take it back to what you guys are doing in Passion by Design.
Wonderful.
So what you all are doing is you are changing people's environments,
mm-hmm,
and you are bringing passion, that emotion that we talk about that's so important, everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You are bringing that to the bedroom. Now, one of the things that I see now working on money is how I feel is the perfect access to my thinking. Like when I can't see what I'm thinking, what I need to do is pay attention to how I feel.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. So, and you can go back and forth. So you may start with this environment, mm-hmm, and it makes you feel so beautiful and,
mm-hmm,
so passionate and so in love and,
mm-hmm,
so happy. Well, if you were to stop and think, what am I thinking here? you know, I love mm-hmm. my partner. Mm. This is wonderful. You know, like, mm-hmm. so how we feel, whether it's that great feeling of happiness or whether it's something that we're really down about, mm-hmm. like, we can look and see what our thinking is.
Yes.
And it also is like a clue. Like, if I'm struggling and having a hard time, then those emotions are a clue to stop and change my thinking.
Yes.
Not to fix how I feel. Change my thinking, and the feelings will follow.
Right, right. And these are some of the tools that you do talk about in your class. And I want to share, and Leslie, I am going to invite you to stay, if you can stay with our other guest as well, if you'd like to. But for our listening audience, you can get information about Leslie's work on our website, which is www.passionbydesign.com. And Leslie, how can people reach you directly?
Probably the easiest is to email me. And it's Leslie, L-E-S-L-I-E, Bruhn, B-R-U-H-N, @gmail.com.
Yes. And if anyone needs that again, they can always contact us. Well, Leslie, I'm going to invite you to stay if you can. You've been just so exciting and enlightening. And we want to invite our next guest on. And Sandy, would you care to introduce her?
Yes, I'm so happy to introduce her because she's a friend of mine. Her name is Pam Hale Trakta. She is a shamanic practitioner and creator of Sand Spirit Wisdom and Divination Cards. And she is a pioneer in the field of therapeutic photography. She uses her gift to help people see life through a different lens by sharing her personal story of cancer survival. And she became a private pilot at the age of 57. Can you believe that?
I can, because I want to do it too. I've always wanted to do that.
Yes,
you'd be an inspiration for me, Pam.
Pam, are you on the air?
I am. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, well, you are such a testament to living life fully through the senses. And that's why when we met a few months ago that I just felt so passionate about having you on our show, because you are doing what we talk about every week on our show. And I would love for you to share with our listening audience sort of your creative path. What happened in your life that was transformational in your creative development of your life?
Well, that's a big question.
I know. Start from ground zero.
I think the short answer is that one of the most important questions in my life has been, what is the relationship between creativity and healing? Mm-hmm. And I think that question began back in the 70s when I began to really get serious about photography. And found that at that point, I was in kind of a dark period of my life, and photography helped me see things differently. And so it took me a while to get to where I am now, where I have the business called Through a Different Lens, but that very much is a reflection of what my journey has been.
Mm. Well, your cards, the Sand Spirit cards, are so magnificent, and you have captured something that I doubt that I have ever even thought about looking
for. Well, how nice.
Yes, and wasn't that a result of you started a path when you, I guess, contracted cancer, is that correct?
Well, actually, if you're asking me how the Sand Spirits came to be, that really happened prior to my knowing that I had cancer, a couple of weeks before I got diagnosed. My husband and I had rented a place on the beach, and I just went down on the beach, and it was everybody who's been on the beach has seen times when there are wonderful streaks in the sand, mm-hmm. if there are iron filings in the sand, and sometimes when the tidal patterns drag rocks and drag water by rocks and drag seaweed and shells and other objects up that kind of get stuck around the rocks. And all these things had happened just to the nth degree on this beach. And so when I walked down and saw all the colors and the arrangements that nature had made, suddenly I started being a photographer. I started framing them with my eye, much the way we frame stars when we see constellations.
You mean like naming constellations like Orion and...
Yeah, I mean, yes. You know, who says that Orion is Orion? In other cultures, it may be seen in a different way.
Oh, interesting
right.
point, uh-huh. yes.
And so what I did was I saw these forms and figures that were emerging out of just what nature had made on the sand. And I got the chills, and I went running up and got my camera, and I photographed these forms and figures obsessively for 4 days and took all the film home. This was pre-digital. And had all the prints laid out on my dining room table. And 2 weeks later, I got a bad mammogram and was diagnosed. And as I was cleaning up the cards off my table, literally, to get ready to go have surgery, I spotted an image that looked like, this image looked like a guardian angel to me. And so I put this photograph by my bed and kind of spoke to it internally, asking it to bring me spiritual protection.
Wow.
And I felt this worked, and so it started. That began a process of me dialoguing with these forms and figures and finding that this was such a powerful insight tool that I began to share it with others, and that was over 10 years ago.
Oh, my goodness. Mm. Well, Pam, it makes sense because we are nature, and nature is us.
That's right.
And so we're drawing from Mother Earth.
We are drawing from Mother Earth, and she has so many gifts for us if we just look for them.
Right. Well, how do you have stories of how these cards have helped people?
I do. You know, I'm thinking since what you do is all about love, relationships, and passion, I'll use one example, and then I'll tell you about some other people. So right before I came on the air, I thought, all right, I'll ask the sand spirits a question. So like a lot of sets of cards that are on the market, I turn the 36 cards over face down, and I say, what could I do right now to really enhance my relationship with my husband? So I drew this card. And the form on the card looks to me today like a dog's nose. And so I ask this dog's nose, what is your message for me today about my question? And what I get is the dog is saying to me, well, my nose is my greatest gift. It's my instinct. I have an instinct to smell out what is true. And so my advice to you is to use your instincts right now.
Oh, that gives me shivers.
Yes. Well, that's great. That is something that people don't trust enough.
That's right. And most of the messages from these sand spirits are in the area of our creativity, our intuition, our instincts, our deep wisdom, the areas that our culture doesn't trust very much.
Mm-hmm.
And
so
if you want to be whole people and heal old patterns and step into our potential and have the passion for life that you're helping people achieve in a different way, we need to tap into our whole selves and really activate these parts of ourselves that we often leave behind.
Well, Pam, you've just kind of described beautifully what Sandy and I wrote about in our book, and it's what we call the sixth sense or the passion sense. And we have used the tools of the senses to really enhance people's environments. And we'll come back and talk about that a little bit later. But you just described, and in our book, we talk about, you know, sight and sound and taste and the passion sense. And it's the imagination, it's the inspiration, it's the intuition, it's the connection. It's everything you just described.
That's great.
That's great. Oh, that's wonderful. So tell us more.
Well, I wanted to just mention that, pardon me, if anyone is listening online who wants to actually get a visual of these cards,
oh, yes.
They could go to my website right now, which is throughadifferentlens.com, and that's all spelled out, and through a different lens, LENS.com. And when you get to that site, you can click on Sand Spirits, and you'll see three of the cards and be able to read a little bit about it.
Well, you know, they are beautiful. I have to say that I have been using them for the past couple of weeks. And what I found is that in looking at these photographs, and this is what art does for people, is it clicks on something in the brain that says, I'm feeling something as a result of looking at this, either this picture in nature or this piece of art that people have created. And we often talk about, Paula, in our book, about how just sometimes changing things around will change the way we look at something.
Like absolutely.
Pam was saying, she looked at the card, and she's probably looked at this card 1,000 times, but today it meant something different.
Hmm.
And so, Paula, you and I talk about how when you have in your home, you'll have a painting in one place,
mm-hmm.
and all it takes is to move it to a different room or a different place, and suddenly you appreciate its beauty.
That's
again.
Right. You see it in a fresh way, and our eyes, you know, as humans, we get habituated, and our habits can really serve us well. You know, our lives would be challenging if we had to learn how to feed ourselves and get dressed and walk and do all those things again all over again. Those are habit. But because we get habituated, we get a little bit desensitized. And this is what I do in my work with what you're saying, Sandy, of moving things, make changes, you know, change your bed covering. I mean, any of you listening out there, ask yourself a question. How long has it been since I've had the same bedding on my bed?
Mm-hmm.
And well, you'll probably be mildly horrified to realize it's a lot longer than you might have thought.
Mm-hmm.
And something as simple as a new bed coverlet or new pillows on your bed, new sheets. I mean, spring is coming and it's a time of revival and refreshment and rejuvenation. Do something, even if it's that simple, to shake yourself out of the way you've been and mm-hmm. bring some fresh energy. And energy is what I hear Pam talking about.
It is energy, and I guess we could get in a whole discussion about feng shui. That's a different direction. But
mm-hmm.
certainly one thing that I was thinking of listening to you talk is how much I love to bring nature inside my house. And I happen to live in a place in Tucson next to beautiful desert, so the outside does come inside through your view. To a great degree, but I love to bring in stones that I find or feathers. Or now, everybody doesn't, but I think for many of us, we are so separated from nature that that a part of us does shut off, and it's that same part that you were talking about that edits everything and knows how to function. We're in a very fast-paced culture, and all of that, as you say, is great, except that we forget who we truly are.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And one of the things that I do in my designs along the way is to really keep that in mind and keep nature in mind in terms of the color palettes and the color combining and, you know, nature underfoot. You know, often we'll have green grass or rich, you know, chocolate-colored earth. Well, I'll use those colors in a color palette to make us feel grounded, maybe going up the wall perhaps a little bit lighter and brighter, and then maybe very light and bright on the ceiling, maybe a pale blue or a warm white, with bringing the colors of the sun in to have you wake up to that. So it's really referencing nature and the change of nature that we make tangible with the tools of design. So exactly what you're talking about.
Well, that's wonderful, and I think when people see their surroundings differently, they see their own possibilities differently.
Well, that's one of the chapters in our book that when Sandy and I first started, I started this project 9 years ago and brought Sandy in to help me write the book, Passion by Design, Redecorate Your Bedroom and Reinvent Your Love Life. And it's obviously a little bit of a tongue-in-cheek title, but it's really meant to get people's attention and say, what are possibilities here? And one of our chapter titles is Bringing Vacation Sex Back Home. And it's kind of looking at why is it that when we're away from our usual routine, I mean, obviously there are the factors of, you know, you're away from the kids and the dogs and the daily responsibility, but we start to see each other, and most importantly, we start to see ourselves in a different way than we do every day. We get out of the being the soccer mom or, you know, the junior league member or the, you know, whatever titles we carry, and we reconnect, I believe, so deeply with ourselves and who we are and what our dreams are and our hopes. And that bringing that back home is such an enlivening, a vitalizing aspect for yourself and for your relationship and the people around you.
Absolutely, because when we see differently, we get different things. I like to say what we see is what we get.
Mm-hmm. Too true.
Well, and you say, Pam, on your card, see new paths of possibility.
Yeah.
And I love that because isn't there a saying, what you dream you can achieve or something like
mm-hmm.
that?
Goethe. Mm-hmm.
And I think in our words, create what we want in life and what we can achieve.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also that wonderful recognition. You know, you didn't plan on having breast cancer.
No.
But the gifts that it gave you went beyond you having breast cancer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so that just brings up, there are so many ways that these cards have helped people in really deep and, you know, profound and extensive ways. And then some people just respond to them on a more simple level. I think of a time when I had a class at a spa, a local spa, and there were people there on vacation, and they all came in, and they'd been in the bar, and there was a man who was very jovial, and I kind of thought, I wonder how this is going to go. And by the end of
jovial, that's a good word, Pam. I like that.
By the end of the session, his comment was, well, I'll never see a beach in the same way again.
Oh.
And I thought, well, you know, that's a lot.
That's huge.
And for him, that might be huge. It might change his whole life if he sees a beach differently.
Wow.
That is something. Well, Pam, you give workshops. Do you want to describe those workshops a little bit?
Oh, I do. I'm giving workshops now using these Sand Spirit Insight cards for personal use. So that is really for people who are just drawn to tools for personal and spiritual growth. And those are one-day workshops. And then I'm also certifying Sand Spirit facilitators. And this is a way that people who are in the fields of the helping professions, therapists, counselors, spiritual directors, hospice workers, teachers, anyone who is helping people with challenges in life can get certified to use these in their work with people. And that's a three-day training, the personal use one day being part one.
Mm.
And so there's lots of information about this on my website, which again is throughadifferentlens.com. And I suggest that if people are wondering whether they might be interested in that, the first easy and inexpensive step is to get yourself a set of cards. And those are for sale right now. they're officially launching this spring in stores, but they are already for sale on Amazon.com.
Wonderful.
And they're beautiful, too, I might add. They're beautifully presented in a lovely box.
Oh, it really, I love the way the box turned out. It's a lovely terracotta-colored linen-covered box, keepsake box with a magnetic closure.
It looks like a jewelry box, and you get to open it to these beautiful photographs.
It comes with a little booklet, 32-page booklet that helps you learn how to use them. And they're also for sale on my website, throughadifferentlens.com, at the store. And they're also for sale at atlasbooks.com.
Great. That is wonderful. Pam, we've got a few minutes left, and if you had a couple of points, one or two points, that you would want to share with our listening audience, what would that be?
Well, I think the main point of all the work that I do, including have a book coming out in the spring, that, going back to your story about me becoming a pilot. It's called Flying Lessons, How to Be the Pilot of Your Own Life. Mm. So that's a different story, but the workshops and retreats I teach around that and around the cards are all ways to give people powerful, practical tools that focus your own vision, creativity, and wisdom. So
give us one quick tool, if you can, Pam, before we wrap up here.
Uh-huh. Well, the cards are one, and then the flying lessons is a 7-step process that you can use for any challenging issue in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the main point that I wrap around all these is back to the what we see is what we get.
Mm-hmm.
And when we open our eyes and see new paths of possibility, then new options open to us.
Oh, that's really beautiful, and that just ties in so much with what Sandy and I do, and you know, we say very much the same thing, is what we focus on in a relationship or in life is really what shows up. And as I will say to people often, you know, it's simple, but it's not always easy.
Right.
And that's going to be a title of a book I'll write someday, Simple But Not Easy.
That's a good one.
You know, because it is absolutely what shapes our lives. And I can see that you have shaped many, many people's lives. So, Pam, thank you so much for that great information. And tell our audience just one more time how they can get in touch with you.
They can email me, and that is pam@throughadifferentlens.com.
Uh-huh.
And again, lens is L-E-N-S. Some
Perfect.
People put an E on that. It's
okay.
No E.
Okay.
And I encourage them to go to my website, throughadifferentlens.com. There's a lot of information there.
There is. And we've just had it on here, and I've been looking at those beautiful cards. Well, I want to thank you, and thank you, Leslie, for being a fabulous guest. You've
yes,
just both
thank you,
been
both.
A real delight. And I can tell we've got so much material from both of you. We're going to have you back on the show in the future. But our hour is coming to a close. So please, we invite you to call our sponsors and keep us on the air. And let them know you heard about us on Passion by Design, and go to our website, passionbydesign.com, and you'll find lots more information about living your life with passion. And I'm Paula McChesney.
And I'm Sandy Peckinpah. Join us next Wednesday afternoon at 2:05 on AM 1240 KNRY for another hour of Passion by Design.
Community Radio for the Central Coast.
AM 1240, KNRY, Monterey, Salinas, Santa Cruz.